The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Sunny today, high of 75. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano. With news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
All right. Now dig this, baby. Jimmy, baby, Jimmy, baby.
Care for me.
I don't know, care about that. You got a new boo. Ha, I'd like to land there. I am the only one a burning desire. Ah. Let me stand next to your fire.
Did this guy, did Andy Allendorf play with Mitch Mitchell?
Yes.
There's a question
I'm going to hopefully ask him today. So.
You know what? I should have, when I talked to him, I meant to ask him about Mitch Mitchell, one of my favorite drummers of all time. Probably the greatest drummer. They would talk about, but forgive me, I talked to my Boomer brothers and sisters, and a good morning to you at 6 minutes after 8 o'clock, but Ginger Baker, they'll talk about all the other, you know, great drummers of all the super groups. Mitch Mitchell, you couldn't touch this guy. I don't care what you say. That was the guy, right? Right? But classic drummers, I know what you're thinking. Buddy Rich, that's the man. Get me on the show, Joe. Get me on the show. Remember he said that? I saw him on the street. What was the show, Frankie?
Saturday Night Live.
You know, Mr. Ebersol, Buddy Rich is a friend. Can we give him a spot? I could have worked it out. What was I thinking? You know what I mean?
You're thinking I'm worried about my own career and paying my own bills, and I'm not going to use whatever minimal political capital I have to help somebody else.
I should have called. Hey, you know. I think back now. Now I think back on all these things. What could have been? I could have been a contender. Frankie, five barrels this year. Albert's here. Joe on the radio. 877-970-2999. I watched the shenanigans of the press. I watched everybody getting upset with President Trump. I watch all of this, and I just kind of smirk and kind of laugh, knowing it will all work itself out. Everybody relax, please. Everybody relax. There's going to be a great trade agreement with Japan. There's going to be, in regards to the G7 summit, there's going to be a great trade agreement, I suspect, with Britain as well, Frankie Five Boroughs. What's going to happen with China? China will never relent. I don't know how you fix it in the short term. Are they waiting indeed for a Joe Biden to be elected, because they could then, you know, buy and sell? I don't think people realize how China works. I would have never realized it unless I came on this show and you didn't hand me that book, Crouching Tiger. And then I started doing research, and then we started talking to Mr. Navarro and to certainly Gordon Chang. I don't think I would have known it. They just let it go. And now the Chinese, you think they're biding their time thinking president?
Why wouldn't they? I mean, look, President Xi doesn't have to worry about his upcoming re-election.
Ever.
Yeah.
he's for life, isn't he? Yeah.
He's the most powerful leader since Mao. As long as he stays in the good graces of the communist, you know, leadership, he's going to be there forever.
He creates a leadership.
Well,
doesn't
exactly.
He?
Yeah, it's stacked with all his people.
Yeah.
Now, if there are food riots and at the same time the Chinese economy falters, then, you know, things could be as stacked as he'd like them. And you may see some changes in China.
What's going to be in Hong Kong, too? That's scary.
Right. China's got a lot of things to worry about, right?
Right.
So they have the
exactly
situation.
Right.
They're not at all happy that we just sold $2.2 billion worth of military aircraft to Taiwan, which China says are ineffective and meaningless anyway, but they're furious about it. Even though they're ineffective, they're furious. So then you have the situation in Hong Kong, which I can't imagine is going to end well for anybody. And it's great to see the Hong Kong police now using arms and bullets against these protesters. And then you have the trade war, right? So China's got a lot to worry about here in their march to conquer the world.
And you don't know how much they're into the ports, for example. They want to buy the Los Angeles port, the port of Los Angeles. They're in the Caribbean. They're down in Venezuela. They are all over. And there's one person that understands this more than anybody is President Trump. He understands it.
And they're also facing, in some ways, the same crisis that we're facing, but much more so. They're also facing a big demographic problem. We all know about this one-child policy that they had for many, many years.
Yeah.
So what has that led to in China? Now, China's got a billion people, but that has led to a generation, or actually, I guess maybe more than a generation, of only a one-child policy. That means the bulk of China right now is old and aging, and there are not enough younger workers to support all of the elderly Chinese that are already elderly and about to be elderly. So that Ponzi scheme only goes on so long. Now, in America, we're facing kind of the same thing, but it's much less of an issue for America because of actually immigration, both legal and illegal. We have all these new workers that are immigrating to the United States and paying into the Social Security Trust Fund, and that allows us to at least kick the can down the road in terms of our Ponzi scheme a little bit longer. The Chinese don't have that. Fortunately for them, you know, their idea of fair work conditions is essentially one step above slave labor. But China's got a lot to worry about. And, you know, they want to go and conquer the world.
Yeah.
And they're going to do it without buying our military aircraft. Yeah. Good luck.
Yeah. Yeah. Very true. Thank you, Frank. It's so funny. My mom goes, tell my mom about you, Frankie. You know, he's good. He's good, Joseph. Like that.
That's nice.
Oh,
thank
please.
You, Mrs. Piscopo.
Please, you got, and then
she's a good judge of talent.
And then I got. Oh, I talked to Geraldo, and when I was at the president's fundraiser a couple weeks ago, whatever that was, and he goes, yeah, you know what you're doing. Geraldo said it was very nice, and we've had a long, long time friendship. He's a great guy. He goes, yeah, no, what you're doing, it's good, Joe. It's good, and your producer. What's his name? Is it Frankie Five Burrows like that? He goes, yeah, he's good. He does a great job.
Well, that's very kind. I've met Geraldo over the years about 200 times, and every single one of those times I've had to tell him my name again, which is just fine.
What's in the ESP? What's his name again? Except I don't say Murata. I go Five Burrows.
Yeah, that's okay.
Right. They remember Five Burrows.
Perfect,
they
exactly.
remember.
Well, we called him Freaky. Frankie Murata?
Funky.
Yeah. Funky. Funky.
Funky Murata, Five Burrows, man. That's right. Hello, my name is Funky Five Burrows. I'm from Staten Island. I love that. I think you should walk down the aisle with the Funky Five Burrows.
Yeah, so Rick James. I like it.
Rick James, man.
You should have FM and a big diamond plate.
I like it. I like it.
I love it just like that, man.
Funky Murata.
Oh, that's because that was autocorrect. I was typing somebody
we
Frankie
have Lonnie
Five Burrows.
Do a thing.
Frankie Five Burrows. I came out Funky.
That happened. That's how Lady Gaga got her name.
Get the guy with the voice on the station.
That should be the opener for your show on Sundays.
Oh,
here he is, Funky Murata.
I like it.
You can do the whole thing with a fake black accent.
Like,
hello.
Urban.
Hello. Urban. Sorry.
Hello.
Right?
What is that? Hello.
I don't know. Bad accent. We have to try that. Hey, you know, I have to tell you that I'm very excited. In Newark, New Jersey, at the Prue Center, is hosting the VMA Awards. It was the Video Music Awards. I didn't even know they were still on.
Yeah.
So that's how out of it I am.
They don't show videos anymore, but, you know.
Yeah, they call them the VMA. But Taylor Swift is there.
Right.
This is great. Sebastian
Maniscalco
thank
is
you.
Hosting.
Very,
just
very.
Don't drink the water in Newark.
Well,
if you go by the water fountain.
That's the thing.
See, that's
this is
see
it.
Now.
Wait.
We're going to wash your hands tonight.
Wait, let me just give a shout out to the city of Newark. The riots went down. I remember.
Right.
I lived it. I'm old. I remember. Then we bring Newark. The big, some really,
you
really dedicated people.
From that. You're
well,
part of the
I was just a foot soldier in it all, but
well,
I tried to.
Foot soldiers are an important
carry on
part
and,
of the army,
and it's the city is doing great now. You know, Anthony Pope, he could be anywhere. He could be Wall Street, he could be Midtown. He stays in his hometown where he was a cop. Anthony Pope, the great lawyer, you know, in Newark, New Jersey. It's great, man. Where my father and my mother had their wedding reception at the Robert Treat, which is just a great, still a great hotel. So now the Video Music Awards are going to be there.
Yeah, tonight.
This is going to be huge.
Right.
And the only thing is, first of all, I want to just say that's great, and we wish them all the very best. You can't drink the water, and the traffic.
Well, the traffic is going to be a nightmare over there. And the only good thing, obviously, is that it's summertime. It's Labor. It's the week before Labor Day, so maybe people are on vacation.
Yeah.
But they're talking about delays in and around Newark Penn Station. Bus routes are going to be rerouted and stuff. That area near the Prudential Center is going to be a nightmare. But again, don't drink the water. I wouldn't even wash my hands with that water. They should be handing Durasan out to everybody when they walk into it.
Yeah, man.
Because that's a problem. So now this plan that the mayor had and the town had that they were going to rebuild the water, the piping and stuff, it was supposed to be over 8 years or whatever it was. Now they're going to fast track it so they get it done in about 2 years with this bond that apparently Mayor Baraka and Governor Murphy are going to be announcing this morning at 10 o'clock in Newark. But, I mean, honestly, this is a major problem. But this problem has been ongoing for years.
I know.
Years.
And you know what the other frustrating thing that we're seeing in the Newark lead water crisis is that there's nothing but finger pointing going on, right?
Yep,
so
exactly.
The city's blaming
exactly.
the state. The state is blaming the city. They're both blaming the federal government. The federal government is blaming everybody.
And the press lets it happen because they're Democrats. Forgive me, but I hate
to
be
like that.
They haven't
blamed Christie yet. Or by the way, former mayor. No. Murphy is continuing to blame Christie for the New Jersey Transit debacle, when meanwhile he's been governor now for 2 years. You have to take ownership of this now. You need to give them more money. In fact, he didn't give them.
Well, he's blaming
enough.
The feds, right? And there's a lot of people blaming Cory Booker,
right?
As
but Murphy with New Jersey Transit, he didn't give them enough money this year. The state, actually, the Assembly and Senate gave New Jersey Transit more money out of different budgets to help accelerate the process to fix New Jersey Transit. But everybody is blaming other people in the water crisis.
There's nobody, not a single person, has taken ownership
right.
and said, look, the buck stops with me. I'm responsible for this. And, you know, Mayor Baraka, who, you know, when it comes to policing, has gotten very laudable reviews from everybody that knows what they're talking about.
Yep.
Normally the person in charge of the water system for a city, especially a city as big as Newark, is someone like an engineer or somebody that has some expertise
in
infrastructure or water. Who do you think is in charge of Newark?
Some guy runs a deli?
No.
We would love
He'd be
that,
better.
Right? Okay. So the person in charge, the person
Only
who has this $130,000 a year job in charge of Newark's water system, still to this day as we sit here, even in the midst of this crisis, hand-selected by the mayor, is someone, not an engineer, not somebody that's an expert in infrastructure, not somebody that's an expert in water, somebody that didn't even graduate college and who was let out of prison, federal prison, for being a drug dealer in 2011 after serving a 4-year federal prison sentence.
This is the guy running the water
not
system.
Not to hold that against him.
It's just lead. Don't worry about it. Hey,
Akeem Kareem. And they ask, Mayor Baraka, excuse me, Mr. Mayor, do you think maybe we should get somebody that knows about water, running the water system?
He knows.
And Baraka says, this guy knows more about the water department than anybody in Newark.
No, not the whole. I don't want. I hate when they do prejudice. If the guy served time, God bless him.
Yeah,
We wish him all the best.
Deal.
But you.
Yeah,
not exactly the most reputable guy. It's not like he was convicted for embezzlement
right.
or a Ponzi scheme. This that.
No,
that
I'm not against
drug dealing.
I'm not against felons, right? I want to make Bernie Kerik head of a BOP.
There's
a great article in the New York Post today about our friend John Kufos, who we've talked to from Right on Crime, and how he's turned his life around. I'm all for second chances, completely. I just don't know if this guy's the best choice.
So Kareem, your qualifications
running
for running
the
water
system.
I used to deal drugs over on the corner over here. Oh, good, excellent. You're hired.
No, the only thing that bothers me is because they don't. It's so typical of every big city that is democratically run. They never, ever, ever, ever care about the people.
No,
because you think I told you this 1,000 times. You think the taxes in the city of Newark are down because Essex County residents get slammed supporting Newark,
right?
And it's not. And where is the money going? Where was
to
no one has
drug
said
dealers
to me
who are running the water?
No,
supply.
Where's the $100 million that Cory and that Cory got from Mark Zuckerberg? Where is that $100 million?
Cory Booker is the guy who laid off cops in Newark because he couldn't pay for them. And Ross Baraka had to rehire a lot of these guys. In fact, 3 of those cops on that Newark police force, they're working in my town because they got laid off.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Nobody talks about this Cory Booker on the campaign trail of how he decimated the police force, about how he ruined the water system. All of these things they should be asking him, they don't.
Corey's welcome on the show. He's a longtime friend. I hate to.
And he won't answer those questions. I can guarantee you that.
I don't want to. But a big shout out to the Newark Police Department for doing such a great job.
They're doing a great job. They're doing a great job. Now, 5 years ago, not so much.
No,
but the people that Corey put in charge, and there's a big article in yesterday's New York Times, if people haven't seen it, of the Newark Watershed Conservation Development Corporation.
That's
which
the
is
key,
a
right
public
there, Frankie.
Private agency.
Yeah.
They all skimmed money and got kickbacks, and you can't think it was that well managed when all the guys that he put in charge of this agency were all taking
when they
bribes.
Should have been thinking how how clean the water should be going
so
to the citizens.
All of these
of North.
People were taking kickbacks. So the answer from Ross Baraka, let's hire an ex-convict
exactly.
who
he
was a drug dealer.
Money, exactly.
What's going on? Wait, what is wrong with this picture?
Well, it's because the press doesn't stay on these things the way they'd stay on it if this was, I hate to say it, if it was anybody other than a progressive, you know, liberal administration. And with due respect.
Oh, but, de Blasio?
I think in some respects what Cory Booker was guilty of in Newark, and it's very clearly viewed in the water crisis, but I'm sure there are other areas you could point to as well, is the same thing that you could point to with de Blasio. Now, nobody is implicating Cory Booker in any type of scandal, but clearly his head was elsewhere, right? He wanted to run for statewide office,
well,
probably
Corey's
had thoughts about running
to
for president, and so he didn't not going to be a micromanager. He didn't care what was going on, you know, inside Newark. His idea was the next big political office. Don't be surprised if you see the same thing happening with de Blasio now that he is completely checked out. If you see now that he's got no oversight over any of these agencies or over any of his people, if you start seeing similar signs of decay and maybe even corruption.
Oh, my goodness. That's Frankie Five Boroughs. But again, Senator Booker, welcome on the show. Forgive me, you know, longtime friend. And I got to open the airwaves to everybody, just to be fair. 20 minutes after 8 o'clock, Alan Tunnelson will join us from Reality Check. And we'll talk about the trade deal with Japan, trade war with China, and what's going on with the G7. Tony Perry as well, doing a great job as mayor of a town called Middletown, New Jersey. And Tony is fighting attempts to fight back these court-ordered housing. You know all about this, Debbie? I'm sure you do. It's just like, they come in, they try to dictate what you should put in the town, and then the people have really no say, and we'll get into that with Mayor Perry. Hey, Debbie's out there looking out for you at 8:21 right here on AM 970 The Answer. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning, Joe. By the way, I love the picture that you tweeted out with you and your mom over the weekend. What a great picture.
Thank you. She the best or what? She's like the queen mama. I said, come on, mama. We're going to go out take a picture. I got more hits from that than anything I ever put on there. Thank you, Debbie, for saying that.
I love that
love
picture.
Love my mama. You know that.
Yeah, great picture. Joe, let's see what's happening here on the LIE. The LIE eastbound getting out toward Little Neck Parkway. Watch out for a stalled car over there. We're seeing some delays on the LIE west getting out toward the Van Wyck. More volume as you get out through Woodhaven Boulevard. Staten Island Expressway eastbound, that's slowing down by Lily Pond Ave. An accident in the right lane. Deegan southbound slowing down Fordham Road in toward the Cross Bronx. Inbound GWB looks okay. Lincoln Tunnel 15, Holland about 10. If you're heading to 22 eastbound at Meeker Ave in Newark, watch out for an accident there. All lanes are subject to closure. Garden State Parkway North at 137. Looks like an accident as well. And if you're taking a ride over to the thruway south by exit 10, getting in toward the Tappan Zee Bridge, looks like an accident blocking the left lane. Checking in on the forecast, sunny today, high of 75. Sunny tomorrow, high of 74. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher isn't buying what the media is selling.
All the polls show Joe Biden beats him. Pocahontas beats him. Pete Buttigieg beats him. They all beat him. Even though the Democrats at the bottom of the barrel, who are polling at 1%, when they go head-to-head, they all beat Trump. And I don't know about you, I ain't buying it. You buying that?
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
The life sciences are the largest employer in the state of New Jersey.
More than 375,000 men and women go to work every day to help develop new treatments and cures for patients in New Jersey and worldwide.
Senator Robert Menendez knows that a healthy public and a healthy economy go hand in hand.
Thank you, Senator Menendez, for supporting medical innovation and New Jersey's working families.
Call and let Senator Menendez know that you support New Jersey's life science companies.
Paid for by the Pharmaceutical Industry Labor Management Association.
The minute you sync your phone to your car, all your personal data is copied to that hard drive. ClearMyData.com will remove all of it, making it untraceable by the next driver or owner. Call 833-CAR-WIPE now or visit ClearMyCarData.com and get rid of your data before you get rid of that car.
Hi there, I'm Valerie Smaldone. I have a show that gives you a break from politics because it's something completely different. It's a show like no other in New York, a show about theater and food, nightlife, and the city. It's called Bagels and Broadway, and it airs every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. Conversations with celebrities and producers, chefs and food innovators, and the fascinating people behind the scenes. You can listen on the radio, online, Alexa, and podcast. Bagels and Broadway with Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9.
Stop chasing customers and let them chase you. Salem Surround offers full-service digital solutions. We'll help target the exact demographic you want in the exact area you want. Perfect for increasing awareness, a big sale, or rolling out a new product. If you need more business, you need Salem Surround. Call now for a free digital marketing checkup. Call Greg Cooper, Salem Surround Media Strategist, at 212-857-9635. 212-857-9635. Salem Surround. Digital solutions. Real results. 212-857-9635.
Joe on the radio, 825, had a great time chatting with Mike Lindell on Friday. Did you guys hear that? But he was sitting in for Sebastian Gorka, Mike was, and I'm a huge admirer of Dr. Gorka. And Mike says, Joe, will you jump on the air with me? I'm not sure, you know, it's like radio. And Phil Boyce, our programming guru, said, Mike, you want to jump on it? Mike did a great job, a great job. And he also just received a doctorate from Liberty University. How about that, wow. Boys? I'm telling you, I love Mike Lindell. And I like Mike because he's a man of faith. He went through so much, you know. Then when he comes up with MyPillow, who does he reach out to? He reaches out to the radio audience. And me being a radio geek, you know, I always was, when I went to college for, I always appreciated Michael being hip to you listening to the radio. And he marketed directly to radio listeners. He says you, radio listeners, have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now Mike, you know, he's the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give something back to you. So you can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com and you click on the, this I love, radio listeners specials. How cool is that? How cool is that, right? You get deep discounts on MyPillow mattress topper, bed sheets, so much more. For example, that body pillow I tell you about is regularly $89.99. But with the promo code AM970, the body pillow is only $29.99. And you could pre-order Mike's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. And you'll get $10 off with promo code AM970 and free shipping on your entire order. And please remember, all of MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, and get deep discounts on all pillow products, including the body pillow, for only $29.99. You got to use the promo code, though, please, AM970, 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code AM970.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Jersey Joe on the radio at 827. Look at this Monday. I love having you with us. We love it so much. Alan Tunnelson is the founder of Reality Check, a blog covering economics, national security, and technology. He also advised both the Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders campaign on trade issues in 2016. Alan, welcome back to the show. How are you doing this Monday morning?
I'm doing great, Joe. How about you?
Good, man. We're fired up, my brother. You know,
all right.
Now I'm watching everything that's going on in the G7. You know, and I like the drama of it all. I just like to watch the hairs, the hairstyles of Boris Johnson and Donald Trump. I just love it. It's just, I'm telling you, and the president just is so going. You know what? He seems to be in his wheelhouse, meeting all these world leaders. But can you explain to us what happened with the trade agreement that the president struck with Abe of Japan, and what that actually includes, Alan?
We don't know all of the details yet, but what encourages me is that Until this G7 meeting, the president had been talking mainly about opening up the Japanese market to American farm products. Now, American farm products are obviously really important to the American economy, and politically, they would be very important for President Trump because he enjoyed such strong support from agricultural states in the 2016 election, and because the China trade war has clearly put those farmers under a lot of pressure, even though he's been providing subsidies for them to try to fill that gap in their incomes. But at the same time, it looked like he might be, this Japan deal might have been neglecting U.S. manufacturing, which is a much larger share of the total American economy, and where American producers have had an excruciating time penetrating Japanese markets. According to the statements that the president made over the weekend, and also according to the statements made by his chief trade envoy, Robert Lighthizer, the deal will also include manufacturing. That's very encouraging. Again, one big question: how is the United States going to verify Japanese market opening moves? The Japanese make heavy use of what economists call non-tariff trade barriers, which are basically measures taken by very secretive bureaucracies, which means it's very difficult for any outsiders to know what's really going on, much less what the actual rules are for playing in a Japanese market that's still the world's third largest.
Wow. And how does this differ, this deal with Japan, differ from our previous trade arrangements with China?
Well, the main difference is that Japan's only problem, the only problem that Japan presents to the United States when it comes to trade are its historically very closed markets. And they've opened them up very selectively for agricultural products in various periods simply because there are lots of commodities that they don't produce, and they have no choice. But the Japanese don't steal American intellectual property. The Japanese don't strong-arm U.S. companies into turning over their intellectual property.
Yeah, or try to take over the world, right?
Right. That's an absolutely key difference. Japan is a U.S. military ally. It's been a free-riding ally, doesn't spend nearly as much on its own defense as it should, but it's a U.S. military ally nonetheless. China, of course, is anything but.
The China trade war. I mean, I don't know. I think the president has an exit strategy on all of this with Xi. I think this is all, you know, a little bit trumped up. Forgive the analogy there, Ella. But all of the Democrats who are running for president say we're losing the trade war. How do you view it, Alan?
I think that is just completely partisan garbage, and it's especially discouraging when you hear it coming from somebody like Bernie Sanders, because Bernie Sanders has stood for literally decades for tariffing Chinese products because China's trade practices have been killing American-based companies and, most important, American-based workers. And now Trump is doing exactly this, and Sanders is doing everything he can, just like all the other Democrats who have never favored tariffs, who have never taken the Chinese threat seriously. Sanders doing everything he can to throw cold water on this.
Yeah. Now, so is it hurting the American economy, this trade war, do you think?
There are certainly signs that there have been some very modest costs. The most worrisome is that it does seem that the on-again, off-again nature of the Trump tariff pronouncements and the actual Trump tariff moves have created a lot of uncertainty among U.S.-based companies, especially manufacturers, who really wonder what kind of a policy regime they'll be facing and who are understandably reluctant to really step up investments in new factories and new plant and new machinery and things of that nature, which the U.S. economy really needs, because investment, even though it got a nice bump up from President Trump's tax cuts, is still a relative weak point, and U.S. business could still be doing a lot better on that score. But again, when you don't know what the actual policies are, you're understandably hesitant to make big bets.
Well, like Frankie, our producer, Frankie Five Burrows, was saying, Alan, is there a chance that American consumers could actually enjoy lower prices on products like beef, pork, and whiskey, for example?
That is a great point, because if U.S. farmers and U.S. ranchers are not able to sell what they've already raised to China, that means that the American supply, all else equal, has gone up. And when supply goes up, and overall demand doesn't rise as fast, prices tend to go down.
See, good point, Frankie.
Excellent.
My producer.
Wow, I love it.
We all work together.
Student of Tonelson.
My man.
Yeah, Tonelson student. I love it. Hey, Alan, in light of the trade war, China is no longer our biggest trading partner. Mexico is. How are things going with this USMCA, sir?
They actually look pretty good, even though obviously Democrats in Congress really don't want to give President Trump a victory on anything, just from a purely political standpoint. And even though they do have some substantive quibbles with how this NAFTA 2.0, this NAFTA rewrite has turned out, I think they're really reluctant to put a big roadblock in its way, because then they're going to be accused, and I think rightly so, of undercutting the American economy for purely political reasons. Plus, those U.S. farmers who have taken some pain from the China trade war really like USMCA, because it's going to open Canadian and also Mexican markets wider and keep them open. That's really important.
And with the G7, everybody's just got to relax. Everybody's got to stand down. We're doing pretty good there, right, Alan?
I don't think the G7 really matters, because what's clear as anything, even though President Trump is trying to put the best possible gloss on it recently, is that there are major differences between the U.S. and its so-called allies over trade with China, over dealing with rogue states like Iran.
Yeah. Yep.
Over climate change, and these meetings can do nothing to get rid of these fundamental differences, and it goes to show that we really need an America First, Trump-style foreign policy more than ever, because these are countries we simply can't count on when push comes to shove economically and certainly militarily.
A great conversation. Alan Tunnelson is the founder of Reality Check. Hey, Alan, I know you're a Yankee fan, brother. So what do you think? I know they had a tough week this week, but what do you think? You think they go all the way this year?
Well, first of all, they should have swept Los Angeles. Yep. They got robbed Saturday night, first of all. But they still took 2 out of 3. Very encouraging that against a very powerful Dodger team and very good pitching, their bats woke up. And their hard-pressed starters perform very well. They shut down Los Angeles. Whether that can last, who the heck knows?
Sports by Alan Tunnelson. I love it, man. Good job. Thanks for always joining us, man. Great, great insight. Appreciate it very much. And let's talk soon, my friend. Thank you, sir.
Yes, please.
Alan Tunnelson, Reality Check, C-H-E-K, Reality Check, as a good guy and very knowledgeable guy. Hey, we're going to have Mayor Tony Perry on. A very interesting conversation. We'll talk about housing when we come back with Joe and Frank and Big Al. Right now with the headline news just for yous on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
63 degrees at 837. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New Jersey is getting ready for next year's 100th year celebration of a woman's right to vote. Today is Women's Equality Day, and New Jersey First Lady Tammy Murphy helping leading a multifaceted programming initiative to get ready for next year's big event. The centennial passage of the 19th Amendment takes place next year on August 26th, with New Jersey planning a variety of 2020 events. Murphy says they'll include a bicycle slow roll to sites along the New Jersey Women's Heritage Trail, a Women's Equality Day celebration in Trenton, and a recreated Women's Suffrage March in New Brunswick. Officials in Newark are warning that MTV is probably going to create gridlock today. The annual Video Music Awards being held tonight at the Prudential Center. As a result, several sections of Mulberry, Franklin, and Market Streets plus Edison Place between Broad Street and MacArthur Highway will be closed to traffic from this morning until well past midnight tomorrow morning. Not only will this impact vehicular traffic, it's expected to also bump up crowds around Newark Penn Station and Secaucus Junction. Commuters being strongly advised to consider mass transit to get around the city all day, and business owners are asked to consider letting workers telecommute if possible. In sports, Yankees beat the Dodgers 5-1. The Mets, they lost to the Braves 2-1 at Citi Field. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. You mentioned the closures in Newark. It looks like Mulberry Street will be closed from Green Street all the way to Raymond Boulevard beginning at 10. You do have the local closures at this point as well. 22 eastbound still slowing down by Meeker Avenue, Newark. An accident with all lanes subject to closure over there. It's busy on the Garden State Parkway North at 137, but they just cleared an accident. It's going to be stop and go on the Harlem River Drive south down through the 140s into the 130s, and still kind of tough on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound at Lily Pond Avenue with an accident just cleared. Over on the LIE eastbound at Little Neck Parkway, that's a stalled car. Northern State West at Shelter Rock Road, an accident taking one lane, and it's still kind of busy on the Hutch North at Wilmot Road into Scarsdale with an accident off on the shoulder. Sunny today, high of 75. Sunny tomorrow, high of 74. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Lowe's. Do it right to save on new appliances by shopping Lowe's Labor Day Savings. Get great deals throughout the store, like up to 40% off select appliance special values. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 9/11, U.S. only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Cole, former 10-year CIA veteran and former White House appointee. Did you know the biggest threat to you and your family's safety is not a nuclear threat or terrorism? The thing that should keep you up at night is the fact that an immense cyber attack is inevitable. The damage can range from losing your privacy to the extreme, like losing the grid and everything electric for days, weeks, or even months. But I am here to help you. Tune in every Saturday at 2 p.m. for Cyber 9/11 with Dr. Eric Cole, where I will talk to you about what you can do to protect you and your family. I am a media expert and regular on shows like Fox and Friends, Judge Jeanine Pirro, and many others as the go-to expert in the world of cyber safety. And I'll help you get started protecting yourself today. Email me at ecole@secureanchor.com for a free copy of my book, Online Danger. Tune in to Cyber 9/11 with me, Dr. Eric Cole, Saturdays at 2 p.m. before it's too late.
Coming at you live from Versa, New York City's largest covered rooftop, just steps from Madison Square Garden and Penn Station. Make Versa NYC your home for all New York sports. Come tailgate pregame or join us postgame to celebrate the big win. Versa has 30 high-definition televisions for all your viewing pleasure. Don't be surprised if you spot someone you might know. Join us at Versa NYC, 218 West 35th Street, with an entrance on 34th, directly across from the Garden. It's the place to be.
Hey, Joe on the radio, telling you about Balance of Nature. Okay, this is the time. I'm going to give you the number right off the bat. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Listen, my schedule this weekend was so wild, all over the place. I brought the Balance of Nature with me. I put Balance of Nature. I took three Balance of Nature, Frankie. I took the fruits. I put them in my back pocket. You know, so, and I went right after the mass yesterday at this beautiful wedding, you know, with the Kakache family. I went up to, everybody was going out. I sneaked up to St. Joseph to say a couple of prayers to St. Joseph, right? And I reached it. I put my hand in my pocket. So the Balance of Nature fell all over the floor.
Oh, boy.
In front of St. Joseph. But I looked at St. Joseph. I said, thank you, St. Joseph, for me being able to be healthy and take Balance of Nature. And I took the Balance of Nature.
Good. Great.
You know, so I keep them with me. I take them with me. And I'm on a very strict regimen with Balance of Nature. And this that you've been telling us about for years, my friend, Al's doing it, Debbie's doing it, the whole morning team now doing Balance of Nature. So if you call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use the promo code The Answer, you're going to feel better. You're going to feel great. You're going to say, Joe, thank you so much. Everybody loves Balance of Nature. This is the morning you try it, okay? And then because you have a limited time offer right here that's going to expire. This is a summer offer for you. All new preferred customers will receive an additional 30% discount and free shipping on your first Balance of Nature order. Right? You will also receive an extra $10 off on any additional set of Balance of Natures that you purchase. 800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code, The Answer. Good health, what is it? Come on, tell me. It's only a phone call away.
Did you miss what happened to the Joe Piscopo Show live stream?
Catch up on our YouTube channel.
YouTube.com/AM970 The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
All about Jersey, baby. We have so many people listening in the great state of New Jersey. I appreciate it very much. And Tony Perry is the mayor of Middletown and doing so many great things down there. A beautiful town, Middletown, New Jersey. Mr. Mayor, welcome. Welcome to the show, Tony. How you doing, my friend?
How you doing, Joe? Thanks for having me.
Hey, you're the man. I love that you ran for office. You're always in the background with Mr. Carrillo's, with Senator Carrillo's, the great Joe Carrillo's. And now you're doing a great job down there in Middletown. And I got to ask you right off the bat there, Tony, about housing, about what you're doing. And we're hearing that unelected judges are telling towns who should be moving into their town. What exactly is happening with this, sir?
So Joe, again, thanks for having me. For decades now, New Jersey courts have been dictating housing zoning policies across the state of New Jersey. And this isn't a problem unique to Middletown. It's not a problem unique to Monmouth County. It's something that affects all 565 municipalities across the state of New Jersey. And for decades now, New Jersey has had this crisis where 9 Supreme Court judges basically got to determine legislative intent on housing policy and said that from this point forward, towns have to have inclusionary policies to allow for at minimum 20% of their new construction, new housing to be set aside for affordable units. And this is something, like I said, that is really affecting towns across the entire state of New Jersey. Because of the impact it has on our schools, the impact it has on our municipal services, and every day we have to continue the fight to stop legislative intent from coming down from our courts and bring it back to our legislature and our governor to make a decision.
What is this, like Mount Laurel housing? Is that what we're talking about here? I mean, that's an old term, Tony. Is that right?
That's exactly right, and you're right in the sense that it's an old term, because it's an old term that keeps coming up every 5 to 7 years.
Yeah.
Towns have to continue to deal with it. So, like I was saying, you know, twenty plus years ago, the Supreme Court made this decision, and ever since then, this nonprofit entity, which is funded by special interest groups, have been having legal discussions, compromises with towns on the number. And when I'm saying, number, I mean specific number of units that have to be created within the town. And what people don't really realize is that the mention of affordable housing, oh, well, that sounds great. You know, New Jersey is unaffordable. We all talk about that. Democrats and Republicans and independents all talk about the unaffordable New Jersey nature. But when it comes to housing units, what people don't realize is developers are coming in and they're developing and they're forced to do 20% of the new housing that are affordable. But what they don't realize is for every one affordable unit that they create, they have to build 5 additional units. And Fair Share Housing, which is the nonprofit entity, is the one that sits there and says, well, I don't want to count the 3,000 homes that Middletown has that are 50% of our median assessed value currently, which you and I, Joe, would call affordable housing that's not dictated by government, which is what you and I both want, government to stay out of this. But what it is, it's critically important to know that 5 units for every 1 affordable, well, how am I supposed to maintain and buy up all the farmland and preserve farmland? and the forest? Where are the environmentalists when it comes to that?
Yeah, yeah.
So this is a fight that Leader Bramnick, your friend, you know, you're and I friend, leader of the assembly, John Bramnick, has taken up. Senator Kit Bateman, our friend out of Somerset County, has taken up. And Middletown's going to continue the fight to preserve our open space, to keep our land, and fight for sensible change.
Yeah.
We cannot sit around and just allow for unelected Supreme Court justices to have legislative and make legislative policy. That's not their role in this. We have two other branches of government that do a fine job of making things hard for municipalities, but it's their role, and the people are being deprived of their voice because their elected officials aren't making any decisions on that.
Well, you know what, Mr. Mayor, they're going to tell you too. They're going to say, "Oh, now you're trying to be, you're privileged. You're going to be they'll do the white privilege situation." But let me say, as a person who has been dedicated to helping the at-risk community, and I've railed about this going into our sixth year on the radio, Tony, is the fact of the matter, why don't they, if they put affordable housing in to give people a chance to come into a town where people are paying astronomical taxes to support the town and all its services, why don't they go back to where the problem emanates from and where these folks are trying to move out of? Why don't they go back and fix those areas? The state just totally neglects those areas. I mean, and to my point, nor can even get clean drinking water, for crying out loud, Tony. You know, and now the people are going to want to run to you. It works in schools the same way. I mean, am I right in this assumption? They should go back where the folks want to move out of and help those areas, for crying out loud.
Absolutely. Who doesn't want to ensure that Newark has clean water? I mean, look at the revitalization that Camden is having right now,
yeah,
in the sense of the emergence that, you know, you have to look back at senators like my great friend and mentor, Senator Joe Carilus, and Senator Lesniak, their creation of the tax incentive program, which has revitalized the city of Camden. And so you're absolutely right. And Joe, there was a gentleman who was the executive director of the Latino Coalition, is the name. And he wrote an op-ed, which I responded to, because you know me, I can't sit there and just allow somebody to criticize me and not give my voice back. But he sat there and said, you know, and this is what truly offended me, was that the only way Latino and members of the Latino community and the African-American community can live in towns like Middletown is by affordable housing. And that, to me, is absolutely the most bigoted comment that an individual can make.
You're right.
That the only way that every member of the Latino community, every member of the African-American community can do by living in Middletown is to live in affordable housing. Well, Joe, I said it the other day. I'll continue to say it, and as we continue this fight. And listen, myself and the amazing township committee that I have here in Middletown is willing to take up this fight and lead for sensible change. But I said it the other day, that I would rather never be elected to public office again and ensure that the people of Middletown knew what I stood for than sit in this chair and pause in this chair for 10 years and stand for nothing. So I'll continue to lead this fight. I'll continue to work with Leader Bramnick, Senator Bateman, and any legislative leader that's willing to sit there and hear us out and hear our concerns. We'll continue to sit there. But for someone to sit there and disparage the Latino community, somebody who allegedly represents that community, and somebody who's speaking on behalf of the African American community as well, you can't just sit there and say that the only way they can live in Middletown is by affordable housing. Those are disgusting comments that I won't stand for, and that's why I'll take up this fight any day of the week, and anyone can debate it with me.
Mayor Tony Perry doing a great job in Middletown. It's a fight, Tony, but you're doing a great job, my friend. And listen, keep us posted, and we'll talk to Leader Bramnick as well, but this is something that's very on the forefront. I wish they would just start talking about how maybe cutting the state income tax. Hey, Tony, there's a nice idea maybe to make it more affordable so people just don't run out of the state, huh?
Listen, there's a lot of things New Jersey can do to keep it to make it way more affordable than it is, because it can't get much more unaffordable than it already is. So any idea is probably a good idea compared to some of the things that we have going on right now.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Tony, we'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Mayor Joe, thank you. Yes. Best to your family.
Thank you so much, Mayor Tony Perry, right there. Debbie Duhaime on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks a lot. I'm taking a look at Middletown right now. 35 is slowing down into New Monmouth Road right through Middletown. Then you're moving okay, getting up toward Keyport, and then more volume on 35 into South Amboy. Now watch out for stop-and-go traffic on the Garden State Parkway northbound. That's going to be pretty busy getting up and out toward exit 137 with some earlier problems cleared. Traffic is still moving slowly this morning as you head to 22 eastbound into Meeker Avenue, Newark. It's an accident in the process of being cleared. Inbound side of the GWB, still moving okay. No major problems there. Lincoln 15, Holland 15. It's going to be stop and go on the Cross Island South right by Northern Boulevard with an accident. And the Staten Island Expressway eastbound at Lily Pond Ave, an accident just cleared. LIE heading east right into Little Neck Parkway, a disabled vehicle. Northern State West, a serious accident reported out by Shelter Rock Road, at least one lane blocked over there. And we're still seeing some slowdowns on 287 eastbound, getting out toward 95. Ongoing activity out there as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug.
If I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up.
Did someone just say, if I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up? Ma'am, what if my partner, this wild emu, and I told you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need?
I'd say sign me up for Liberty Mutual. And also, your emu is eating my tire.
Limu! No. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable, and serving part-time can help you graduate debt-free. Do you want to stay close to friends and family? The Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving part-time in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want. Learn more by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard, aired by the New York State Broadcasters Association and this station.
There's something I want you to know about Relief Factor and my friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son owners of this great company. They're on a real mission to help as many people as possible get out of pain. They have a heart for the hurting. They've been a sponsor of this show and supported this show for the last, three, 4 years? I mean, in radio, people can come and go. Maybe you stick around. Guess what? Relief Factor is consistent. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year. That's because tens of thousands of you are now taking Relief Factor every day for your back and neck pain. I urge you to give it a try. If you're in any kind of pain whatsoever, just go to ReliefFactor.com. Try the 3-week quick start for $19.95. ReliefFactor.com. I've gotten to know these guys so well. I appreciate them and respect them so much. Give it a try. This product can be at your door in 2 to 3 days. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com and say goodbye to the pain.
The AM 970 Book of the Month from Regnery Publishing is Tipping Points, How to Topple the Left's House of Cards by Liz Wheeler. Liz Wheeler identifies the 5 tipping points where liberals are poised to win, trains you in her proven debating techniques, and deputizes you to take up arms in the fight for our nation's heart and soul. It's training you need right now, today. Our country is at a tipping point, and make no mistake, if the left isn't defeated, they're taking down America. For your chance to win a copy of this book, go to am970theanswer.com and enter to win. That's am970theanswer.com.
Did you see what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show? Tune into the show every Tuesday morning, 6 to 10 on Facebook, YouTube, and am970theanswer.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Joe Lumberg is our meteorologist. Good morning, Joey. How are you doing today, my friend?
Doing good. I mean, it's a nice-looking day out. We've got some clouds around right now. They're going to go away, and then we're going to see some sunshine today. So if you got outdoor plans today, today's going to be a fine day.
Oh, this is good. Now, the next couple of days are going to be looking. The rest of the week looks pretty darn good, Joey, yes?
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, we're going to see an increase in clouds. So tomorrow we're probably mid to upper 70s, and it's fairly cloudy. I guess there could be a sprinkle or some drizzle or something like that tomorrow, but that's sort of the worst of it. Wednesday is the active day. A front comes in from the west. We get a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon. Then Thursday and Friday look good. Hey, by the way, the allergy report today is brought to you by Balance of Nature. Today's allergy forecast, low to moderate, with the primary allergen being ragweed.
Yeah, I get that. That balance of nature, it stops it, though, Joe. I'm telling you. It'll stop your allergies like
Nips
that.
It right in the butt.
Joe, you're the best, man. Thank you so much. And my sister Carol sends her very, very best. She's very active. She appreciates your on-the-money weather reports every morning, she said.
Say hi to Carol.
I will for sure. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it. Joe Lumberg right there, 8:57 with Joey on the radio. I see the calls, and we will hold the calls when we come back. The calls, 877-970-2999, 877-970-2999. Interesting discussion with Mayor Perry about the they call them the COLA, cost of living adjustment allowance. There's the Mount Laurel. There's different names for these housing. But the thing is, and it sounds bad when you say you can't come into my town. It's not that. You know, we're talking about if people like what they call putting in affordable housing. Shouldn't you have to earn it like my parents did, like I did? I never got anything handed. And if indeed they're saying, well, we want to make it affordable for people to live here, go back to where the folks are. And this goes for schools, too, Frankie. We were talking about this. Go back and fix where the problem emanates from so people will not want to move out of there, for crying out loud. It's so logical, but you leave it to the government, forget about it. There's not going to be, any kind of outcome when you leave it to the government. Hey, Joe on the radio, 877-970-2999. Frankie Five Barrows, wedding coming up. Big Al Gattulo. We got a lot to talk about when we come back. And you're always welcome to join us at 877-970-2999. Joe on the radio, live from the greatest city in the world. And we are coming right back.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.